What a beautiful message this morning, Heart Dwellers. I'm thrilled for you because this is just a beautiful, beautiful, encouraging message. You know, while the whole world is chasing after this disaster and that collapse and this war and that war, the Lord is taking His bride to new heights and to new layers and levels of fulfillment in her destiny. And that's what this message is all about. This is not ear-tickling prophecy. This is real sirloin steak for the soul and something to lift you up and above in the world and bring you to completion in your life on this earth for the little time that's left to you. So here we go. May the Lord bless you with deep faith that you would hearken to this message and make it a daily part of your life. We had beautiful worship this morning, and the Lord just wanted to dance and dance and dance and dance, and He was just ecstatically happy that I was so enthralled with Him, and He was just so happy that I had received His love and I was in His presence with all my heart. And the music that I was using for dwelling prayer was Julie True's music. And if you haven't listened to her, I want to tell you, she's going to take you to a deep place, a really deep place with the Lord. I highly recommend her music for worship when you come into the Lord's presence. She really worships from the heart directly to the Lord. And it's awesome. She's wonderful. I have to say, I was probably smiling the whole time I watched her testimony on Sid Roth, and I was just smiling at the beauty of her soul. She plays beautifully and from the heart. And I thought of all the beautiful brides that listen in on our channel, and that many of us have similar gifts, and how the Lord desires for you to flourish. I expressed this to the Lord, and in essence, this is what He had to say. Jesus began, "You people are just as beautiful, each in your own way." I saw Jesus sitting with His bride, and her hands were in His, and He was looking intently at them. "I want you all to cultivate your gifts. You've all been given an anointing." He was still looking at her fingers, not just for music, but to live your lives from your heart. Many of you haven't done this yet, with a few exceptions. There's so much locked up in you, my brides. So much. When we get close to it, you bolt and run off. Something catches your attention because you get restless, but mostly because you're afraid of what you will find in those deep places. Your emotions run so deep. I made you that way. I made you that way so you could pour yourself into your lives, and souls would be drawn to the beauty I created there inside of you, my darling brides. Oh, don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. I will sustain you. Don't be afraid to go into that place. There are rivers of living waters in there. Rivers and rivers and rivers. I want them to come out, beloved. I want that water to nourish my people. When He said that, I was thinking of Julie and how beautiful her soul was, and she just shines. Her simplicity and her purity just shine. And I said to the Lord, "But if they get too beautiful, people will look at them and feel ugly about themselves." I know I tend to have that reaction when I look at what He's done in other souls. It's so amazing. He continued, "Oh, no, no, my child. No, no. The beauty in them will be stirred up. Each one of them has this beauty inside, a fullness of beauty. Some are meant to nourish. Others have roles that only they can fulfill. All have a very high calling. It is merely a matter of wanting to serve, loving me, and loving others enough to sacrifice their lives for one another. All have a pinnacle calling. It is their God-given place. It is the peg that fits perfectly into the Father's heart and draws from its substance to nourish others. Getting to this place in your life is very, very rough. There are many obstacles. But if the desire is strong enough, and I am continually refueling every soul and encouraging them to reach higher, if the desire is followed with devotion and without deviation, that is, looking at this one and trying to be like them, or looking at that one and trying to be like them, if one follows what is inside of them, in their hearts, they too will reach this pinnacle anointing. You see, it all goes back. It all goes back to the Father. When He breathed His life into the soul, as Jesus is talking, I'm seeing a child's puzzle that has pegs in it. The piece has a peg in the back that fits into the matrix of the puzzle just perfectly with a click. The Lord continued, "Yes, the matrix is the Father. The puzzle piece is the soul. When that plug or series of plugs is set properly into the Father, then the soul lights up with the divine power and anointing. The enemy knows all about this, and his job is to prevent you from reaching your destination. You can feel that, can't you?" "Yes, Lord, I can. In fact, I know I've deviated so far at times." He continued, "And I have given you a long life, health, and time to accomplish what's in the Father's heart for you to accomplish. Yet a little more effort on your part. You are not far from the goal. The foundation has been laid, so you are so close, Claire. Yes, so close. Just keep letting your heart be your guide. We live in that heart. We are guiding you. You will arrive in that very special place. You will. You have my word for it. You see, my brides and my children, all of you have the substance of the Father in your beings, all of you. And within the Father are endless rivers of life. Once you reach that place you were destined for, those rivers gush out and influence and nourish the whole earth. Yes, you were meant to carry the waters of life and tremendously impact others. You bear an imprint that is uniquely your own from the Father. There is none other anywhere on the earth or in history. Yours is divinely inspired and unlike any other. Just as we are one, and you are the only one who can satisfy that place in me that you came forth from, just as our relationship in that way is monogamous, there is only one of you, and there is a place in me that only you can complete. There are infinite facets to my being, but there is only one facet that you complete. That place in me longs to be completed by your love. You are the only one who can complete that facet of me. But a facet of me is not a part, it is a whole. You must stretch your intellect to understand this. So when you receive me as the fulfillment of all you've ever longed for, you, in a sense, return that part of me that was given to you. And that is why you see a ballroom full of brides with their own unique and monogamous Jesus. Each of you are unique to me in a way no other can duplicate or satisfy. And that is the reason for my grief when a soul turns away from me. A part of me will never be completed by the one I gave myself to. I have offered all I am to them, died on the cross for them, but they reject me. Oh, how painful that is, infinitely painful, as only I can experience. But getting back to the fulfillment of your dreams, my bride, dreams you know nothing about, but are waiting to be discovered inside of you. These dreams, the essence of your mission, and who I have created you to be, the impartation that was given in the hope that you would discover and fulfill it. You will only find this impartation through solitary devotion to me and a total rejection of all the world offers you. Satan will use your attachments to pull you off track, to lure you into a different destiny. How does he do this? By playing on your vanity and false value system. That is where followers of the dark spirituality have gone astray. Many were meant to be prophets and healers in the Christian community, and they've been sidetracked and lured away by fleshly desires. Yes, indeed, I have called many of these practitioners to serve me, but they turned away for something they considered more lucrative in this life and in the next. The tragedy is that they are lured away by lies and empty promises, and if they're not paying very close attention, only at the end of their lives do they discover it was all a lie. That is when their sins come back in the form of torments for eternity. The devil guards them very closely. He holds great expectations of how he will make them suffer when they die. He rejoices with every curse and evil act. He says to himself, "Oh yes, you wicked human, I'll get you for this. Oh yes, I have just the right tortures ready for you. Come to Papa." Oh, he is absolutely fiendishly passionate about how he will betray and hurt them over and over and over again, all because he cannot get to me except through my creation, and his delight is in causing pain and death. But for you who have decided on my choice for your lives, you must cleave to me with all your hearts, that you are not lured away from the purity of my calling on your lives. Oh, Claire, how I languish for those who've chosen the world over me. I see the great good they could have done, and I also see what they have chosen, how it will be burned in the furnace, along with all the other dead works, inspired by human vanity and selfish ambition, by all of those who live for themselves. And it's sad to see such talent and gifting go up in smoke, even as wood, hay, and stubble. What a waste! A waste of life and divine giftings that can never be replaced. But for you, my heart dwellers, I am more solicitous for your futures than a mother hen for her chicks. I watch over you, assign angels to you, warn you when you make wrong choices, groom you for heaven, and anoint the works I've given you to do. For you, I pour out the graces of heaven and guard you as the apple of my eye. I suffer with you when you must learn the hard lessons, and I rejoice with you in your victories. How blessed you are, my dear ones. How blessed indeed. Let this be your guiding light. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. Do all for the love of me and your brother. Follow the light I give off in your heart, where I sit as a king on his throne. Follow that light and rejoice that you've been chosen for the purposes of heaven. Do not seek fame or success in this life. Seek only to please me. Thus your place in heaven, a glorious place indeed, will be secured, and you will not be conscripted to the outer darkness with those who chose to serve themselves and impress the world while pretending to serve me. I bless you now to go forth and bear much fruit for the kingdom, and to keep your eyes, your solitary glance, upon me.